I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
.435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Does everybody need a laugh right about now? We do we not? Yes, we do. It's okay to laugh every once in a while. No, even in the midst of terrible things, you got to find some humor somewhere, and I'm able to provide it now. The Virginia Sheriff's Association has selected Richmond City Sheriff Dr. Antoinette Irving as their president for the upcoming year. I'm just going to leave that right there. Although I do believe, now in fairness to them, I believe it is one of those things that sort of rotates through regions. And every X number of years, somebody from the South side gets it, or Central Virginia gets it. But nonetheless, you can make your own jokes. In fact, the jokes will write themselves. I have no doubt about that. But you'll just hear that and do with it whatever you would like. I saw it. I just thought, okay. Well, there is my chuckle for the day, because I have been missing chuckling during the day. One of the reasons that I haven't done nearly as much chuckling is because I have been waiting for the Democrat nominee for governor and the Democrat nominee for lieutenant governor to weigh in on their pal, Dorothy Dot Heffron, Chesterfield County School Board member. And thus far, I haven't really seen anything, haven't heard anything. Haven't been advised that they've returned any campaign contributions. Haven't seen either one of them call for her to resign immediately. So I don't know. I guess they're okay with that. Now, the reason I find that sort of amusing is that they are both attacking Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, Lieutenant Governor nominee John Reed, and Attorney General Jason Meares, because there's going to be a great event tomorrow down in Chesterfield that features Vivek Ramaswamy, who now is running for governor of Ohio, doing very well, by the way. So he's actually coming to Chesterfield. It is open to the public, and the details are all over social media, so I don't feel compelled to share them here. But if I could go, I would go. Personally, no, I would have gone. I was invited. And it would have been nice, because I got a good invite. You know what I mean? I wasn't going to have to worry about a huge amount of things. And then I realized, oh, wait a minute. No, we got some stuff going on here. Can't really do it. You know, is what it is. But I would have liked very much to have chatted with Vivek for a couple of moments, because I think he's a brilliant guy. I really do. But they are, again, the leftists, the Spamberger and Hashmi, are attacking Sears and Reed for having this event, for being part of this event. At the same time, also in Chesterfield, they're apparently totally cool with this embarrassment of Dorothy Dot Heffron, another big-time left-wing Democrat. I mean, maybe that's why they're not saying anything really about that, right? It's just part and parcel, same team, maybe. That she says she's going to stay on the board, the school board, until December. That's not a resignation. Sorry. Not a resignation. I want you to hear some of the things we have here that are still coming out on this Jimmy Kimmel situation. I don't do predictions, as you know, but I've got to think we've probably seen the final Jimmy Kimmel show on ABC. I don't know that there is a way to come back from this, but cut number one is what the final straw was for ABC, right? Not entirely. Take a listen, Germ. Do cut number one, that first part, and then we'll tell everybody what the real reason is.
We had some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the...
Okay. So, Mr. Kimmel states as a fact something that everybody knows is not true and everybody knew at that time was not true. And it's not a kid. He's an alleged murderer. Alleged is an important part of this. Let's be very clear on that. Alleged is an important part of this. This is just the beginning of the process. This is not the end. This is the beginning, and there's going to be two trials, in fact. Seemingly. If trial number one finds him guilty of these charges, the capital murder charge, then there's a second trial to impose the death penalty out there in Utah. Will there be appeals? Of course there will be appeals. Does it wind up in front of the Supreme Court of the United States? Might. Death penalty cases don't just run along on some sort of accelerated schedule. Just the opposite is true. But what Kimmel said right there is demonstrably untrue. But that's not the reason that ABC said, hey, you gotta hit the showers, dude. We're done with you. The reason is because of two companies, Nexstar and Sinclair. Between the two companies, Nexstar and Sinclair, they own the bulk of the ABC television affiliates around the country. And both of these companies, each of these companies, said to ABC, we are not carrying this guy's show anymore. It's not working for us. ABC then looks at it and says, okay, we're going to lose more than half of our affiliates. We're losing them in markets that we have promised to advertisers. The advertisers are now going to want a rate reduction or a return of the money they've given us. Hey, Jimmy, you're done. That's what has happened here. But their spin, let's go to cut number two. Mr. Potato Head, Brian Steltler, he's got a lot to say, doesn't he? Cut number two.
Developing. But let's back up and look at what Kimmel actually said on the program that has caused controversy. This is from Monday night in his Monday evening monologue. Kimmel suggested that the alleged killer of Charlie Kirk might have been a pro-Trump Republican. He said, quote, the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. He said in between the finger pointing, there was grieving. Kimmel was expressing what we've heard some other liberals say in recent days, that the motives are unclear and that maybe the suspect in this case was a Republican or was some sort of far right fringe figure. Of course, there has been a lot of discussion about that in recent days. There's a lot of evidence pointing in other directions about the suspect. But Kimmel was on the air talking about this, making a very serious commentary amid his jokes in his monologue Monday night. Here's where it became interesting earlier today. The FCC chairman, Brendan Carr, went on a far-right webcast and condemned Kimmel and urged ABC to suspend him. He also talked about possible regulatory punishments of Disney because there are lots of different stations that have licenses with the FCC. Within the past hour, we've heard from a big owner of stations that have affiliations with ABC, a company called Nexstar, saying that they were going to suspend Kimmel's show on their station. So in other words, about two dozen stations were refusing to air Kimmel's show tonight as a result of this controversy. And then following word that some of those stations were basically revolting against Kimmel, Disney, the parent company of ABC, decided to yank the show entirely. So that's all we know at the moment. We know that Kimmel will not be on the air tonight or for the foreseeable future because the network says the show has been yanked off the air indefinitely.
Well, you know, Mr. Potato Head peppers it with some of his own biases, but he's relatively close to the truth on a lot of it. Not all of it, but close enough, actually. This was a decision made by media companies that are looking at the bottom line. You heard some of the spin from Stelter there as he was trying to blame Brendan Carr, the FCC chair, for some of this. The FCC is not regulating networks. They're not regulating Disney. None of that stuff is really true. And what Carr said is really not what Stelter claims he said. But at this point, it's irrelevant. It is about two major companies, Nexstar and Sinclair, saying we're not going to air this show anymore. Now, did they mean just for a night, just for a week? We don't really know. I don't know. I don't know that that's been revealed to anybody. But it was clearly serious enough that ABC and their folks said, okay, well, we got to do something about this. This is important stuff. It has to be addressed. Let me give you just another little piece of this. It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing what is out there. The one redeeming part of CNN, Scott Jennings. And I was with Scott Jennings was last week or the week before in New York at the Barrett Media event. Take a listen. Cut number 9.
You use the phrase propaganda, Professor, and I just have to ask you, what do you consider what Jimmy Kimmel was doing every night or what Stephen Colbert was doing by having on only Democratic guests? Jimmy Kimmel Monday night flat lied about the shooter. Back in the spring, he egged his audience on in cheering on the violence against and wanting, kind of wishing, I think, the downfall of a publicly traded company. Tesla, do you consider that to be propaganda? Is it good for a business?
You consider that to be free speech, Scott?
You use the phrase propaganda.
I'm asking you. You used the words free speech before. Do you consider that free speech?
I consider it to be speech, and he's obviously free to say it.
Will you defend that speech in this country that will defend to the death the speech of others? Will you defend Jimmy Kimmel's speech?
Do I defend Jimmy Kimmel going on television and saying that a shooter from the left...
You defend his right to do so.
He has a right to do so, but he does not have a right to have a television show where he lies his ass off to the American people and attacks half this country on a nightly basis.
Whoa. Yeah, you don't really want to get in front of Scott Jennings when he is barreling uncontrollably towards the truth. Scott Jennings was absolutely correct there. This is not a free speech issue. Jimmy Kimmel is free to stand in his home, on his front lawn, and the town square, wherever, and spout whatever stupid, reprehensible crap he chooses to share. He does not have a First Amendment right to appear on a television show. There's no.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Obligation there. There's nothing here that involves the government silencing him. That's what the First Amendment is actually all about. People invariably get very, very, very confused. Quick reminder to you, the James River Air text line, that's always available to you. It absolutely is. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. We've got some great stuff still to come. Rob Chadwick is going to be dropping by right around 5 o'clock, 5:05. He is retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, headed up all that tactical training at Quantico for years. Now, well, he's the head of training for Delta Defense, the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. I don't know about you. I happen to be a member of USCCA. I believe in it. I don't think anybody wants to be in a situation where you've got to defend yourself, right? We're all hoping we don't get placed in that situation. But God forbid you're there and you have to do it. Let me tell you something. You'd better have legal counsel. You'd better have insurance. You got to have all of that. Anyway, Rob will be here. We'll talk about that. Tony Pham, who served as ICE director for President Trump, is going to be along. I want to get Tony to talk about the inherent danger for those of us who live in the public eye one way or the other. That is all straight ahead. Oh, and Brian Kilmeade tickets. Don't you let me forget. They're coming up at 5:20. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.